The games that will decide who plays Super Bowl 51 on February 5th will be played this Sunday. The conference championships feature the Green Bay Packers and the Atlanta Falcons for the NFC title, followed by the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New England Patriots battling for the AFC crown. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst and host of the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
So start with the NFC. The Packers won against the Dallas Cowboys last weekend in that last-second field goal. Great game. But can they take that momentum into the game against the Falcons?
Well, the momentum goes even further back than that. They won their last seven games in the regular season, which has only surprised a lot of people who didn't realize that Aaron Rodgers is a magician who doesn't operate according to the laws of physics. And he's such a dynamic, amazing player. People don't realize that the Green Bay quarterback, or maybe they do, that his receiving core is decimated and he can just find anyone and create opportunities for himself. He's so entertaining. That said, beyond Aaron Rodgers, and especially on the defense, the Packers are deficient, and Atlanta has a great offense themselves, and their defense has been improving.
Okay, so let's move on to the fact that it's being played in Atlanta. Home field advantage, you know, how important is that going to be? Because that's indoors.
Yes. Well, one of the big parts of home field advantage is that they don't have to go to Lambeau Field and play outdoors, though I checked the weather. It's going to be about 40 degrees in Green Bay, where the game won't be played. Indoors, a nice temperature is better for Atlanta. And I think a lot of people are pointing to the fact that it's a dome and a fast surface, and Atlanta likes to play fast. However, they actually have more wins on the road than at home this year. So I don't think that's the major thing. Statistics show that referees give the home team a few more calls. I really think it'll be an extremely high-scoring game, but probably come down to the question of if Green Bay can possibly cover Atlanta's receiving core.
And by the way, I mean, I'm going backwards here, but do you think that that last second field goal Packers-Cowboys game was one of the best football games ever played?
Maybe. It was the best in that round of the playoffs. I also like the fact that their field goal kicker, Mason Crosby, was 3 out of 2 on last-second field goal tries. Because remember, he actually converted one, and Dallas had called a timeout, so they made him kick it again, and he kicked it again. So he just kept kicking 50-yard field goals.
They almost killed him by congratulating him. Let's move on to the AFC Championship game. The Steelers and the Patriots, old rivals, meeting again. How do you see that?
I think that all the quarterbacks are amazing in this round of the playoffs, but Tom Brady just might be the most amazing. They did not play great against Houston, and yet the game wasn't that much in doubt. A few, other plays would have had Houston in the game. The Patriots are 4-1 hosting conference championship games at home. They have the advantage. The thing that the Steelers have going for them, aside from their quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, they have the best running back in football, Le'Veon Bell, and he'll be a headache for the Patriots.
Okay. Well, but, you know, you forgot to mention the one thing that Tom Brady now has that I'm not sure the other players have. He has those pajamas that you can sleep in, apparently, and they will heal you or something. I mean, can I just ask, we only have a couple seconds here, but how much do people hate across the country, hate what a golden boy he is?
A lot? They probably do, but it's just jealousy. I just hope those pajamas aren't underinflated. That's all I have to throw out there.
Mike Pesca, you're now sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast at Gist at Slate.com. Big games this weekend. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.